You're a fairly widely travelled youth, didn't you?
Yes, I was born in Argentina, which I had nothing to do with. My mother had... and then my parents moved to Africa for a while and lived in Malta. But I was just a wee lad. I can't remember too much about it, except being bitten by a snake, I think. And then my family moved back to Ireland. And when I was about 11, we moved into an old 12th century castle in the southeast, which was really exciting. Oh, I can't tell you. You know, just the excitement of running around battlements and pretending, you know. Mm. Oh, it's great. And the place was a right shambles. You know, we definitely weren't the rich types. And what do you do with an old castle with sort of 60 rooms? We turned it into a guest house during the summer, and then it sort of blossomed into a hotel, private place during the summer. It went really well. And it was then that I took up the guitar. At least I took up my brother's guitar. He bought one and I stole it. And we'd get all these guests staying for a couple of weeks. And of course there'd be no entertainment in the general area. And the luckless guests would have to sit around listening to me hacking away at my guitar night after night. And I just got really interested, you know. I enjoyed singing. And it was a challenge because you'd have people from America, Germany, France, England, Ireland, and Scotland sitting in the audience, sort of looking bored, and you'd have to do something for all these people, old and young, to interest them. And I guess I found the secret, you know, which is just to pay attention to what you're singing and how you sing it, and always choose a song ahead while you're singing the previous one to keep the people happy.
Well, let's take another one from the album now, okay. Actually, and the next one coming up was Just in Time, isn't it?
Just in Time. Just in Time is, I suppose you could describe this as an ecological song. I always shy away from direct attacks on themes, but I've noticed in the last couple of years, every time I buy Mayfair or Penthouse, or in fact one of the more reputable magazines, is that they have a picture of a whale or an otter or a sea lion or a tiger, and it says, quite basically, it says, take a look, it could be your last. This is an endangered species and it is dying. And I love animals. I feel that nature, we're all part of the same kind of energy form. And I just feel that mankind has come to an edge, some kind of a precipice. And it seems to me that just in time, people have woken up to the fact that we're there. And it's up to us now whether we tip over the edge or stay where we are.